Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
There are many people in our world who appear to be sympathetic to New Testament Christianity. They almost certainly believe that the Christian way of life has been beneficial to humanity. But if you ask them if they believe the great truths of the gospel, such as the virgin birth, the miracles Christ performed, His resurrection from the dead, and His second coming, they would probably reply, "No, I do not accept these as factual accounts. They are myths." But they are myths which have elevated the moral and spiritual atmosphere of humanity. Ordinary people like us would not like to respond in this fashion, but the great majority of liberal theologians would. If you think I might be exaggerating the situation about liberal theologians, let me assure you that thousands of these men and women no longer accept the Bible as literally true. For example, Bishop John Shelby Spong's book, Born of a Woman, A Bishop Rethinks the Birth of Jesus, compares the birth narratives of the New Testament to the myths of ancient Egypt. He wrote, "Divine figures are born of virgin mothers. Mythic heroes die and are resurrected and return to heaven in cosmic ascensions." Page 9. In his latest book, Why Christianity Must Change or Die, A Bishop Speaks to Believers in Exile, Bishop Spong thinks it is no longer possible to believe in the virgin birth, since we know the facts of human reproduction. He also argues that the stories of Christ's ascension have been discredited by the expansion of knowledge. Pages 12 and 13. In contrast to Bishop Spong's unscholarly, unreasonable, and unchristian assertions, the Apostle Peter wrote, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty." 2 Peter 1:15. The word fables is a translation of the Greek mythos, from which we get our English word myth. The expression cunningly devised means to invent cleverly. Peter was explicitly denying that what he and the other apostles were preaching were cleverly invented tales or fictions. Oddly enough, theologians living in the 20th century think they know more about Jesus and what He preached than those who lived with Him for 3 years. This says very plainly that the modern liberal theologians are simply arrogant. They think they know more than they do. You and I must not listen to these purveyors of soul-destroying doctrines. Peter, John, and the other apostles had preached far and wide the great truths of the gospel. In addition, they had staked their lives on their faith in Jesus Christ. Surely, they knew if Jesus had been deceiving them. Why would they risk their lives on myths or tales? They had made known the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word power describes what Jesus could do and was doing in the lives of alien sinners and a faithful Christian. He had died so men could be forgiven and have the promises of eternal life. Paul used the same word for power in this well-known verse. "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. The word coming actually means presence. It was used in ancient times of a king who visits his subjects and stays. Jesus came in the power of Almighty God and brought men and women into the kingdom of God. And that, dear friends, was not a myth or a fable. Peter declared that he and the other apostles were eyewitnesses of His majesty or splendor. My friends, these are actual facts which we must believe in order to be saved. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.